KO4
HKX, W4DJW. Good morning, Patrick.
Hope you're having a good start to your day.
Well, about 9 or 10 p.m. last night, I can't remember exactly at the time, but sometime around there, the lights came on magically, all by themselves. So today is a good day. 8 days without power. I know it's nothing compared to what's going on up in Western North Carolina, but 8 days without power sure is nice when the power comes back on. How about you guys? You got it yet?
I have power at the house as of 6 o'clock this morning when I rolled out.
Well, hopefully you'll get it soon. I was monitoring with my cell phone the activity of Duke. I don't know if you use Duke Power or not, but they're knocking it out pretty quick. They must have pulled linemen in here from all over the United States. But the areas without coverage, just you can see them. You can almost see them shrink.
Be knocking it out pretty quick, but there's still large affected areas up here that they're just hard to get to on a good day. Much less when something like this is rolled through.
Have you heard any more about Brevard and opening up 276 going up and down the mountain?
Anything about 276, but I went through 64 today for myself for the first time in over a week. And it's just unbelievable the amount of trees and stuff on power lines. There's still power poles that are broke down. Laying on the ground.
Yeah, we still have some of that here. Power got one over by Target on Wade Hampton. The power pole was snapped in half, and the wires were holding the top half up off of the ground over the road. It looked bad.
The same kind of thing here, and the trees are just cut back to the edge of the road so that traffic can get through, and that's pretty much where they've left it for now. So there's months of cleanup, if not a year.
Yeah, one of my buddies in North Carolina was telling me that one of the women we used to work with back when I was working at Bank of America, which was about 8 years ago now, that she lives over west of Asheville. And there's no drinking water. There's no electricity. People can't survive like that. And they're where there would be a place to build back a road, the dirt where the road used to be, is gone. It's a big hole. I mean, and for a quarter mile strip, no road, no dirt to build the road on. So, like you said, that's going to take years.
Thankfully, here where I'm at, we had a lot of flood water, a lot of trees down and stuff like that. But our infrastructure is still standing here, so we're doing okay in this area. But we're still trying to supply stuff to everybody up in Asheville, Barnesville, Swannanoa, Spruce Pine, and north, because it's just, they're devastated because the water starts here where we're at, and it just grows as it goes that way.
W4DJW, have you heard from Duncan? Is he doing okay?
Duncan in a few days, but when the storm, after the storm and all, I talked to him. He actually helped out with net control there for a little while.
Okay, so he's got power and he's got food and fresh water, that kind of stuff.
He seemed to be good because he was my go-to guy if I needed a phone call or anything like that when Friday and Saturday.
Well, in between cutting trees, I was in here sharpening chainsaw blades, and I could hear you guys talking. While I was sharpening chains, I had a whole bunch of tree work. I'm over halfway through with it now. I still got some root balls. I got to figure out how I'm going to get out of the yard that are big, probably weigh more than two cars combined. I don't know how I'm going to get those things out of here, but we'll figure out a way. But I was listening to you guys talking and hoping that Duncan was doing okay because, Asheville got hit really hard.
Got hit hard, and like I said, and it seemed like the further you went north around to Tennessee till they could get back over there to the big channels, it was the worse it got.
So, but the emergencies starting to subside now. There's no people stranded or anything like that at the moment that are requiring emergency airdrops?
Starting to subside some. For the most part, we're still finding people that are on their own little islands and haven't had any communication or anything like that. So there's still information of that coming in.
Okay. Well, you guys doing okay? I don't know if there's any way to get to you, but are you guys doing okay?
No power, but there again, I'm not complaining because I got a generator that backs up the house, and the only thing that I can't run is my dryer.
Yeah, I washed a few loads of clothes anticipating the power was going to be coming. I couldn't run a dryer either. I got a 5,550-watt generator, so I could run a lot of things. Like, while to clean out chainsaws, I wouldn't run the air compressor. I'd turn the other stuff off, run the air compressor to get some compressed air. I could do that. Like, I could turn the refrigerator off and run the microwave. I could unplug, you know, certain things and plug in the coffee pot, that kind of stuff. So it worked. Just, you can't do everything at once, but you can do one thing at a time.
That's the way you just got to do it. And mine, like I said, it's a 15K, so it backs up the whole house. The only reason it doesn't do the dryer is because I just run out of circuits for it. So, you know, I'm not really limited by anything other than propane. And so I've been using it sparingly and running, you know, 2 or 3 hours in the morning, 2 or 3 hours at night, taking showers and keeping the refrigerator cold so we didn't lose anything there, supplying water for the neighborhood. I had my little generator that when the tool truck got totaled, that was on my trailer, it was propane. It made the laps around the neighborhood. It'd spend 2 hours here, 2 hours there, 2 hours there, and then we'd take it to the gentleman at the top of the hill that he was on oxygen. He needed to run his some kind of machine at night, so it ran that. And we were all just pulling our resources together, working together to get through it.
Well, that's the same way it did here. My little Honda 2000 generator is still at the neighbor's house. They were using it to plug in their refrigerators. They had two of them. One, I guess, for frozen food and another one for just a normal refrigerator. And they were using it to keep it. They just run it for a little while just to keep their food frozen so they wouldn't have to throw the food out. You do what you got to do, right?
I will say this, though. I set up a church where I moved my base operation there. And the amount of interest in the hobby now is just unbelievable. People that come through and are just amazed
That is good to hear, and that was good to hear while it was going on, too. I was hearing a lot of that from a lot of different places. I was hearing it from some of the social medias. So I was hearing it over this radio. I was hearing it over every once in a while. If really late at night, we could use the cell hotspot for the television and actually get some news. But it's like 1 o'clock in the morning, and that's the same thing they were saying there, too. Well, you're starting to pick a fence, so I won't keep you anymore, but hope everything continues to improve for you, and it's continuing to improve down here. KO4HKX, W4DJW.
3 days, yeah, I'm starting to get scratchy on this, and, but good to hear you this morning, and I appreciate everything that everybody's allowed me the opportunity to do, so you take care. KO4HKX, clear.
KI4DOS,
W4DJW. Good morning, Gary.
How are you today?
Much better. Have 2 loads of clothes that have gone through the dryer since last night. Probably got about 6 more to go. Have 2 loads of dishes that went through the dishwasher. It was getting kind of gunky around here, but things are starting to improve now. How about you?
Over here, no problems to speak of. But I heard you in there this morning. Good hearing you on the air again. Wanted you to give me a call on the phone at your convenience.
Okay, I can do that. I can do that now if you want. Are you able to take a call now? I don't know how long it'll last. I have 2 bars on LTE is all I got. So we can give it a shot and see what happens.
Okay, that'll work. Just call me whenever you get ready.
All right, I'm going to call you now. KI4DOS, W4DJW.
KI4DOS.
KM4EFT.
KO4HKX, this is W4ATP.